image of himself, and that what he is, that only can he see. He's shocked when he discovers that it's always been his own deceitfulness that made him suspicious of others. Self-observation would reveal this deceitful one in all of us, and this must be accepted before there can be any transformation of ourselves. At this moment, try to notice your inner state. To what thoughts are you consenting? With what feelings are you identified? You must be ever careful of where you are within yourself. Most of us think that we're kind and loving, generous and tolerant, forgiving and noble. But an uncritical observation of our reactions to life will reveal a self that is not at all kind and loving, generous and tolerant, forgiving and noble. And it's this self that we must first accept and then set about to change. Rebirth depends on inner work of one's self. No one can be reborn without changing this self. Any time an entirely new set of reactions enters into a person's life, a change of consciousness has taken place. A spiritual rebirth has occurred. Having discovered, through an uncritical observation of your reactions to life, a self that must be changed, you must now formulate a name. That is, you must define the one you would like to be instead of the one you truly are in secret. With this aim clearly defined, you must, throughout your conscious waking day, notice your every reaction in regards to this aim. The reason for this is that everyone lives in a definite state of consciousness. That state of consciousness we've already described as the sum total of his reactions to life. Therefore, in defining an aim, you're defining a state of consciousness, which, like all states of consciousness, must have its reactions to life. For example, if a rumour or an idle remark could cause an anxious reaction in one person and no reaction in another, this is positive proof that the two people are living in two different states of consciousness. If you would define your aim as being a noble, generous, secure, kindly individual, knowing that all things are states of consciousness, you can easily tell whether you're faithful to your aim in life by watching your reactions to daily events. If you're faithful to your ideal, your reactions will conform to your aim, for you'll be identified with your aim and therefore will be thinking from your aim. If your reactions aren't in harmony with your ideal, it's a sure sign that you're separated from your ideal and are only thinking of it. Assume that you're the loving one you want to be, and notice your reactions throughout the day in regards to that assumption, for your reactions will tell you the state from which you're operating. This is where the third fundamental, detachment, enters in. Having discovered that everything is a state of consciousness made visible, and having defined that particular state with which we want to make visible, we now set about the task of entering such a state. For we must move psychologically from where we are to where we desire to be. The purpose of practicing detachment is to separate us from our present reactions to life and attach us to our aim in life. This inner separation must be developed by practice. At first, we seem to have no power to separate ourselves from undesirable inner states, simply because we've always taken every mood, every reaction as natural and have become identified with them. When we have no idea that our reactions are only states of consciousness from which it's possible to separate ourselves, we go round and round in the same circle of problems, not seeing them as inner states, but as outer situations. We practice detachment or inner separation so that we may escape from the circle of our habitual reactions to life. That's why we must formulate an aim and consistently notice ourselves in regard to that aim. This teaching begins with self-observation. Secondly, it asks, what do you want? And then it teaches detachment from all negative states and attachment to your aim. This last state, attachment to your aim, is accomplished by frequently assuming the feeling of your wish fulfilled. We must practice separating ourselves from our negative moods and thoughts in the midst of all the troubles and disasters of daily life.